Hello, hi, welcome to my podcast. This is Som broadcasting from somshakers.com. So this is the video on the top skills to acquire in 2020 to start your own online business. So I'm a startup digital entrepreneur, coach, consultant, and a digital growth strategist. I help entrepreneurs to scale the business as well as coach them on living an internet lifestyle. So if you are watching me, if you're listening to me for the first time, then I welcome you to my podcast. So today, in my podcast, I would be talking about the top skills to acquire in 2020 to start your own online business. So stay tuned. Welcome to 10x Growth for an Online Entrepreneur. Start, grow, and automate your complete business. I'm broadcasting directly from 10x Group, and today I would be showcasing of the top skill to acquire in 2020. If you want to start your own online business, this is the top skill to acquire. Okay, to acquire the skills. So, what are the four pillars, or what are the four pointers you need to understand before starting your own online business? So I would be jumping into the breakdown into four patterns, all right, four pointers where you can start your own online business. If you are starting, you need to keep it in your mind, these pointers, this bullet points what I'm sharing with you is important to start your business, and this is the skills you need to acquire to start your own online business. Okay, so let me jump into this and show you what are these four top skills to acquire to start your own online business. Okay, so let me go ahead and start this. The first one is the market research skills. The first thing you need to understand is about the market research skills. Second is the salesman skills. Third is marketing skills, and fourth is system skills. So this is the four pointers, or this is the four skills you need to acquire, and it run around the systems. Okay, so this is the four skills you need to understand. So let me break down into the first skill. What we have is marketing research skill. Marketing research skills, the first thing what you need to understand is understanding the customer pain points. The first thing, once you do a marketing research skill, or you want to start your own online business, might be from any niche, okay, you can choose it, like me, health, wellness, or technical, or you are from a digital space, or you're from yoga space, you're from insurance, or you're from financial, or any space you are into, you need to understand one thing is in a physical or a digital product, or what are the customer pain points. Understanding the customer pain points is the first thing what you need to analyze. Second is choosing the right product. Yes, choosing the right product is really important to understand. Okay, so if you are choosing the right product, then that is how it works. And third pointer is identifying keywords. Yes, if you are into an online business, Google is the search engine. If you are mastered in a marketing research skill, most of the best entrepreneurs, they know how to type into the search. That is, they identify the keywords. They will type how to make money online, or how to start a post. You need to write the email marketing. You are doing email marketing, then you need to write email. So you need to have the writing skills. So if you don't have writing skills, you can just copy, read some article about it. Then you need to copy that. Not same, but you need to have your own uniqueness while writing the copywriting. So you need to improve that copywriting skills into a social media post. Might be you're commenting somewhere, you're reaching to any audience. Writing skills is really important, where it engages with the audience very well. Okay, so we have two methods in the salesmanship when it comes to an online business. Okay, so You have copywriting skills, why it is required. You have to write a post on social media where you have a LinkedIn, you have a Facebook, you have a Twitter, you have Instagram, and you also have to write the sales letter to get the sales, right? And also for email marketing, you are reaching to the audience with the help of email marketing services. You need to write the best subject line, best content to revert you back to your email. Then you can convert them to a sale. That can happen with the help of a copywriting. Second comes is a video marketing. Yes, this is the powerful in 2020. Okay, this going to be powerful in 2020. Video marketing is powerful. Okay, so if you know how to create a videos, how to engage with them, how to greet, and you understand the script to understand the video marketing, how to target. So you come, you have a camera in every smartphone right now, you have a microphone. You can shoot the video and engage with the audience what offer you're providing. Like you can hook them. Why it is really important to have this video marketing in this? Because video can boost on Facebook, even on YouTube. It's a big search engine. So number one, video search engine, where you create a videos, explain about something, and you get a maximum reach. So, and why you get more sales, or you get more into salesmanship skills, what I've told, is because you are emotionally connecting. Someone see you looking at your personality, like you are doing something, like might be you're creating some videos on how to create a website or how to create a sales funnel, or you're creating a food cook or anything what you're preparing, or you're doing something which is emotionally connecting to audience what you're talking about. It can reach maximum. It reached maximum, and you can build up, create a rapport building. So every day they will watch your videos, and it engages very well as compared to others. Getting people to buy is really important. So this video marketing can help you to make more easy in terms of salesmanship skills. So if you built up these two skills, copywriting is important and video marketing is more important now. You are doing 80% of that and 20% of this can help you a lot. Okay, so third comes is marketing skills, where we have marketing skills for social media marketing is the first skills. Okay, social media marketing is, you need to understand social media marketing, okay, because that is powerful, because 90% of people are engaging on Facebook, okay, on social media. So you can engage with them there. The marketing skills you need to acquire, understand the algorithm of Facebook, how to post it, what are the description you need to write, what are the hooks, what are the offers, and how to write a great post, or we call it as the social media marketing strategies you can implement to grow your marketing skills, or we call it as that is the skills what you need to acquire. Then blogging. Yes, blogging helps you to engage with the audience again, so that markets automatically. All right, you have a blog where you can offer, you can design your article very well and blog it, which is really important for marketing skills. PPC skills, that is pay-per-click skills. What happens this if you have doing this Facebook or a Google advertising, this can help you great value in marketing skills. You need to have this marketing skills to reach to the maximum audience. Pay-per-click is like when you go to Facebook page where you see that pay-per-click, like you're paying for clicks. Okay, so that skill is really important, and Facebook ads and Google ads is really important for marketing skills. Okay, so you covered. Then there is one more thing what is left here is, if you don't know what is Facebook ads, you can go ahead and check on that. So I would be covering that Facebook ads and as well as Google ads, which helps you to market your skills very well. Then the fourth comes is important for every business: system skills. System, if you place your system in place with accuracy, with alignment, all the systems are working properly, then there is no leak in your business, no system leak, then your business is on the proper way. That is what the system skills is required. In system skills, you will be having an email marketing system, high converting landing pages, how to create a high converting landing pages, what are the funnels, sales funnel, marketing funnels, how to track a system. Because in a business, it's really important to have a tracking system. If you don't have a tracking system, or you're lacking behind, you're ignoring that links, because whatever the URL you have, that is google.com, facebook.com, or som.com, or any URL, it is traveling on internet. If you're not tracking, because if it goes to Facebook, it goes to Google, it goes to LinkedIn, Twitter, and you don't know where your post is ranking good or where it is engaging more better, then you can focus more on that. So every post have an analytics with the lead conversions. And if you're running a Facebook ads, the link is really important. If you're not tracking it, you're missing the big goal. Most of the entrepreneurs or most of the digital marketers fail. They think that, oh, it's not important. Or nowadays, they are taking more important because they understand the reality of tracking systems. So there's best tracking systems available. So you can opt for it and get the tracking system on place. And this can help you system to be in place. And high converting landing pages are really important. The first go is the systems. Once it is in a proper place, someone goes to your landing page or a funnel, they will put your email address. You need to have a great title and the video, and we call it as a funnel of a landing page, sales funnel, then how to convert it. So I would be covering in the future how it works. And email marketing system, there are a lot of email marketing system, but you need to understand the best powerful autoresponder email marketing, because the first hook is like your someone comes to your landing pages, provide them an email, they automatically get the emails, but you need to create them a warming the leads, we call it as, with the help of follow-ups. We call it as a lead nurturing. Lead nurturing is really important, and you can create a great email marketing system that helps you to sell your product. So this is the four skills, and the last one I want to cover, you need to have a proper lead generation with an automation system. Lead generation system, which can acquire targeted audience with the lead generation system. So you can generate with the Facebook, but also if you can add in the system with the external tools with the lead generation, that can help you to reach more better. So this is the four top skills to acquire to start your own online business. So this is the four steps. One more time, I want to repeat. There is a marketing research skills, salesmanship skills, marketing research, marketing skills, and system skills. This is the four skills what you need to acquire, and you can start your own online business. Okay, so you need to understand in the depth, I would be covering how marketing skills can be improved, how salesman skill can be improved, how marketing skills can help you to get more engagement on all the platforms. System skills, that a system in a proper system and automation helps you to get more into that. So this is the top skills to start your own online business, and work on it. If you need this PDF, you can go ahead to my chatbot and type there as a top skills SOM, and you will get this PDF. Okay, so thank you very much for listening to me, and I want to see you in the next video, and I want to see how much you have learned from this video. What is your take from this video? Please comment me below so that I can understand what you understood from this video. So thank you very much for coming here. Stay tuned for 10x Growth for Online Entrepreneurs. Start, grow, and automate your complete process. This is your host, Soam, signing off. Thank you very much.